You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School, episode 278, The Five Elements, Everyday Feng Shui Ritual. Welcome to episode 278 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School and authors of Mindful Living, a guide to the everyday magic of feng shui. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. We have a certification program. We have a mailing list. Please sign up for our mailing list. You can find out all about our workshops, special events, content that's only available to our newsletter subscribers. So welcome back. Thanks for listening. This week, we thought we would talk about the five elements in an everyday feng shui ritual. So we wrote this book that's coming out in August. It's called Mindful Living, A Guide to the Everyday Magic of Feng Shui. So there's something to that. Like, we see feng shui as an everyday magic. So we wanted to share some of these everyday feng shui rituals. This one is not in our book, actually, but this particular ritual is in Laura's book, which she'll tell us about in a second. But we wanted to first talk about the five elements, go into the five elements, and then teach you guys how to use the five elements in an everyday feng shui ritual.
Yeah, we realized that we have done a podcast about the five elements, but I don't think we've gone into in depth in terms of the colors specifically. So last week's podcast, we talked about our color stories that we loved from our book. And we'll talk with reference to the five elements, that the five elements has within it that concept. So the five element system has within it its own color system, right? Because of the ways, you know, sort of part of it. It's a very big system that's used across many modalities. It's a Taoist concept, and these five elements are used in many modalities, from Qigong to Chinese medicine to, of course, feng shui. And the five elements are as follows: earth, metal, water, wood, and fire. And these five elements are certain types, signatures, characteristics, iterations of energy, of qi. Each one has its own unique energetic personality. Let's put it that way. And they are inspired by nature and the cycles of the whole world, things that happen around us, you know, basically life, can be, you know, sort of broken down into these different elemental energies. And, you know, when you experience them, you know, they interact with you, they make you feel a certain way, they make your home feel a certain way, they can inspire you, they can lift you up. And you may not even notice that this is happening because you haven't really thought about this. And that's really what feng shui does, right? Feng shui provides these frameworks to be able to look at your space, to be able to think about how different colors, different shapes, different materials, how they're actually impacting you. Right, Angie?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be that complicated too. And that's why we're sharing this everyday feng shui magic ritual for each of you, for the listeners. But, you know, we can also look at it really simply. Like, this is how we describe the five elements in our book, Mindful Living. So wood is about growth and healing. And colors, like Laura talked about, like, we're going to focus on colors. The colors that are related to wood element are blue, green, and teal. And then next up is fire element, which is inspiration and warmth. And fire element is red and fiery oranges. Next is earth. Earth element is grounding and balancing. And the colors that are connected to earth element are yellow and earth tones, like browns. Then we have metal element, which is artistry and precision. And the colors related to metal element are gray, like a light gray, white, and metallic colors like silver or gold. And then Finally, the last of the five elements is water element. And water element, it's philosophical and intuitive. And the colors that are associated with water are black and charcoal.
So what we thought we would do, that kind of gives you, at least you get the colors, you get the idea now, hopefully. And we have talked a bit about each of these in, you know, different podcasts, et cetera. And you may be familiar with the idea of them, but essentially these different elements, these different parts of the universe and life and everything that, that exists, they bring different things to the table, right? And they shift your space, they shift the way you think, and they shift the way you feel. And, you know, you can get really sophisticated about it and start to think about, okay, I want more of this, I want less of this, I want to balance this, because within that system are different cycles of how to balance and how to cultivate more of these elements. And it does, it's not complicated, but it's just, it takes a little bit of time to sort of understand. But what we thought we could do, which is a little bit more straightforward, and it is actually a legitimate feng shui adjustment that we do in Black Sect. I'm going to do my spin that I did on it in my book. I'm going to kind of speak to that a little bit, but it's what we call a five element feng shui adjustment, or a five element adjustment. So if you have a particular space, you know, in your home, or, you know, or a room or an area or a business or whatever, that feels like the chi is either low, or it's, you know, maybe you want to change the way the chi feels because there was something that happened there, or you want to balance out the five elements and you're not sure like where to start, you can do what is called a five element adjustment. And essentially what you're doing is you are creatively bringing in a representation of each of the five elements in a designated specific area of your choosing with intention. So I would say the number one thing about this is you've got to be intentional about this. Okay, you've got to figure out where you're going to do this. So in my book that I did, this is a while ago, in my book that I wrote called Creating Change, 27 Feng Shui Design Projects to Boost the Energy in Your Home. And in that, I did a styling a bookcase and doing the five element adjustments. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of the elements, and I'm going to talk about items and things and ways you can bring it in, because not only can you work with color, but you can also work with shape and material. So first, you can pick, if you want, a section of your home. A bookcase works nicely because it's this unit that you can clear everything off of and start fresh, right? You can style a bookcase and just do that. You could tablescape too. You could do the top of a table. So, you know, let's say you cleared everything off this bookcase and you're going to start fresh, and you're going to, first of all, you're going to collect items that really resonate with you, right? That are accessories, inspiring, you know, choosing items that you love, that reflect your life, also things that you want to manifest, and then using the colors of the five elements to guide you as well. And then you can display these meaningful items and also add a feng shui spin. I will say that don't overclutter it. Let the chi be able to flow through these items. And you can layer these treasures, these items that you have in each of the shelves, you know, kind of creating little vignettes, things like, you know, we'll talk about it, but things like natural crystals. Angie, you know, we were speaking in their last podcast that, you know, you can bring in a lot of these colors using crystals. You bring potted plants, decorative vases, artwork, you know, glass objects, bowls. So you can use the color of the five elements in mind and then pick things that are really meaningful to you, curate an area like a bookcase or a tablescape or a mantle, you know, of a fireplace, let's say, with this. And so let's go through the five elements. I think what we'll do is I'll comment and add some additional things on it. But Angie, maybe we'll start. You did talk about the colors. So what else should we need to know about, let's say, for fire?
Well, actually, let's start with wood since we...
Okay, yeah.
We started with wood before. So if we start with wood, if you guys remember, wood is growth and healing, and the colors are blue, green, and teal. So some other examples of wood, which is really easy to do is a potted plant. Mm-hmm. A potted green plant is a really great way to include the wood element and works really well with a, you know, with any of these vignette that you want to create. So like, let's say the bookcase. So great way to put like a cutting of a plant or your favorite house plant that will do well in that particular area on that bookcase. And I think that's probably the best. Those are the best ways, mm-hmm. either with the color or with a potted plant.
Yeah. And another part of the five elements that you can use in a way to bring it in is through shape. So with wood, I would say, as Angie's right, the easiest way to bring the wood element in is with the plant or with the color green. But the shape for wood, just so you all know, is tall, columnar shapes. So think about a tree trunk. Think about bamboo. Think about a blade of grass. So those are the, you know, that's the visual on shapes. So let's say you had an area and you had striped wallpaper, for instance, in that particular spot, or on the back of the bookcase, there were stripes. So that would be a way to as well. Okay, next is fire. So the fire element, we said, is reds and oranges in terms of color. And a really easy way to bring in fire, apart from the color red or orange, is with fire itself. So a candle. But, you know, you don't want to have a flame candle on a bookcase. So you can use flameless candles, but you can also use a lamp or a light source. I actually really like using those rock salt lamps that are this kind of, you know, warm glow, or you can use a little uplight somewhere in there. But bringing in the fire element through light or flameless candles, if it's a mantle, you have your fireplace, so you're good. Okay. And also, in terms of shape for fire, it is triangles or angles. So triangular shapes like a flame, you know, is the fire element. So also know that shape is a very powerful way to bring them in too. So maybe you have something that is in that shape and you can also use it as well. And I think what you're kind of maybe taking away from this is that you can be really, really creative in how you do this so that you don't have a red, white, yellow, green, and black bookcase, right? You could have a bookcase that is two colors, right? Or, you know, very like very almost monochromatic, but you've done it through material and through shape as well. Okay. Next.
Next is earth. So earth is yellow. The colors are yellow and earth tones or brown. And you can bring in the earth element with ceramics, like earthenware, pottery. And the shape of earth is square. So you could put like a square frame that could bring in earth. So there's different ways that you can work with earth element, or you could maybe put like a nice placemat or a square base for like something to put something on a square pedestal, or books are, you know, are a rectangular shape in a bookshelf. And also, maybe you already said this, Laura, but with the five element, this five element adjustment, you're not really looking for 20%, 20%, 20%, 20%, right? So did you say that already?
I did not say
no,
that.
No, yeah. So you can decide, especially if you kind of go back to the meanings of each of the elements that we told you, which is wood is growth and healing, fire is inspiration and warmth, earth is grounding and balance, metal is artistry and precision, water is philosophical and intuitive. So if there's some aspect that you'd like to emphasize, you can bring in more of that element. And also you can just see what you're attracted to or what works best with your decor as well. And again, we're not looking necessarily for a 20%, 20%, 20%, 20% like perfect pie. We're looking for some kind of representation of each of the five elements. So even a small touch of one of the elements still counts. And it's also fun to kind of look at places in your home and see how you may pick up all the five elements in many areas of your home. So anyway, so we went over earth. Next is mm-hmm. metal. Laura?
Metal. Yeah. So metal, the color is white or very pale colors like grays, light grays, or metallics. So the most obvious way beyond color to bring it in, white is a pretty straightforward, as you know, we talked about last week, Angie went into detail on sort of cream colors and those, how they create such a great backdrop for spaces. So I mean, the bookshelf itself could be cream colored or white. So don't forget the color of the bookcase or the table or the wall, wherever you're going to do this. So that's it. Or metal, an object that is made of metal. So it can be metal orbs, which will also, if you have a round shape, that is the shape of metal. So circular shapes are the metal element, you know, a metal bowl, a small sculpture, you know, or you could even use, you know, that plant we were talking about earlier, you could put it in a white pot, right? So again, you can sort of see how you can get creative so that you can still maintain the subtlety and the beauty and the design of the area that you're going to do it without having to make it look intentionally like you, like people don't have to know, oh, hey, look, clearly they've used the five elements in that area. So it's about intention. It's about creativity. And, you know, also what jumps out at you will kind of dictate what you're going to add, you know, into your space. And that'll sort of help you shift and balance out the elements itself. So really, you know, trust what you, what really jumps out at you.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one.
Sorry. Yeah. And if you have, and if you get our book that's coming out, Mindful Living, and also in my other books, there's many photographs that in the caption will describe how you can see an expression of many elements in a, in an interior space or any space. I mean, we could do the same thing for a piece of art as well. So the final element is water. So water element, if you guys remember, is black and charcoal. And it's philosophical and intuitive. And you can bring in the water element using those colors, or you can bring in something that is actually a water element, like a fountain or a bowl of water. Like many altars have maybe a bowl of water. It can be a fish tank. I wouldn't say traditional, but some maybe stereotypical feng shui adjustments are fish tanks and water fountains. But in my modern practice, I think Laura might agree that we don't often use fish tanks and water fountains anymore. But it can also be mirrors. So mirrors embody water element. And again, don't forget those colors, black and charcoal. And then also the shape of water. So we've been talking about shape is undulating shapes, like wavy shapes. And some people have mistaken that for zigzag. Zigzag would be fire, but like a wavy, formless shape, like a kidney shape or like, you know, sine waves, that's water element. So some kind of undulating or even flowy fabric can be water element. So there's many ways. It's probably one of the easier ways would be a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Or the color, like it's easy to bring in some black or blue accents into your everyday magic five element adjustment for harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts, Laura?
No, I think when, you know, again, this is a everyday magic ritual. So, you know, try to do it, add a little ceremony to it, get your items, clear it off, you know, pick the time you're going to do it, put some nice music on, you know, and then just start to create your space with intention, arranging it. And then when you're finished, you can just, you know, set an intention of what you want this space to achieve, what you want to cultivate with it, and yeah, and have fun and be really creative.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Holistic Spaces podcast. You can tune in every week for a new episode. And if you like our podcast, please share it, subscribe, leave a review. You can always join our mailing list by visiting mindfuldesignschool.com/join. And you can check out our and pre-order our book, Mindful Living, or any of our other books. Laura has her book, Creating Change. I have Mindful Homes and Holistic Spaces. They're all available wherever books are sold. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.